Fox News, and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
In the wake of the murders of three children and three staffers at a Christian school in Nashville, Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine say congressional action needs to come to stop the violence, especially as it relates to guns.
Our politicians that come out and say they're going to pray for somebody, offer thoughts and prayers, and then do squat. It's embarrassing.
What really struck me visiting with the parents and teachers was just how afraid they are of what will happen at school.
It's going to take federal legislation. President Biden's right. He's taken it as far as he can go with executive action.
Virginia Congressman Bob Good says,
No one is immune from violence or from the potential for attack. And everyone, you know, we all need to be vigilant. But what we need to do from a school standpoint is to harden our schools, Joe. There's a private Christian school that I was associated with my children went, where they had a rapid response team in the school of trained personnel, non-police personnel, just staff personnel with concealed carry, that were at the ready to respond within school, made that known.
And a Republican who wants to run against Tim Kaine for re-election in 2024, Jonathan Emord, said this.
And it's just disgraceful, I think, what's happening, because people are taking this up as a political issue when really what we're talking about is a universal tragedy.
UVA law students are bringing law schools together to raise money for a local show.
UVA law students are hitting balls instead of the books this weekend, ahead of the 40th annual Law Softball Invitational. 68 schools from across the country are coming to the University of Virginia to help raise money for Ready Kids, which provides early learning opportunities and family counseling to disadvantaged children in the Charlottesville area.
Last year, they were able to raise a record amount of funds, and this year we're optimistic that we're going to break that record.
A check presentation for Ready Kids will be taking place on Saturday, and the tournament will be happening all this weekend.
The Charlottesville City Market is back for its 50th season from 9 until 1 on Water Street in downtown Charlottesville. All the booths you're used to seeing, plus more. You can find out more about the market at charlottesville.gov/citymarket.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast is next on the station celebrating 90 years of serving Central Virginia. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast has a line of showers, maybe a few thunderstorms passing through this morning. Rain should clear out by about 10 a.m. or so, with sunshine through the afternoon, but very windy conditions. Winds could gust upwards of 40 to 50 miles per hour, with highs around 80. We're going to keep that sunshine around on Sunday, too. I'm CBS 19 meteorologist A.J. Willey on Seaville 107.5 in 1260 WCHV.